value added, okay? And here's why it's important. We're going to be making, and we already are selling corn oil. I'm going to flip through some of this stuff. But it's going to create a different looking distiller. Some of the oil is going to be removed, okay? Why do it? There's about 2 pounds of oil in every 56 pounds of what we call a bushel. And if we can take about a fourth of that off, we can do this profitably and not alter too much what the outcome is on the distillers. It is going to change, though, what and how distillers should be used and valued. So that's probably the biggest argument and discussion that I want to get to. Out of about 200 plants running out there, I think by summer, over 105 of these dry mills will be doing this. It's a big deal. 60% of our distillers will be low oil by summer this time. Why do it? Because I can sell the corn oil for 35 cents, and my distillers today in dry mode is somewhere around 9 cents a pound. Difference of 35 cents a pound, 9 cents a pound, it makes sense to add value and make those plants more sustainable as they create more jobs also doing this. What is the argument, running argument though, is what does it do to the distillers? We have a ton of nutritionists looking at this. Minnesota, Iowa State, Nebraska, University of Nebraska, all the land grant college, Illinois, all are looking at it from a poultry viewpoint, from a swine viewpoint, from a beef viewpoint, from a dairy viewpoint. And some of the things that we've seen, as I start to close, and I'll leave those up for a second, is that that 85% that Matt mentioned that he could buy, the value of distillers in a ration might be worth more than that. Specifically, it probably is for beef. For dairy, it's probably closer to 100%. Swine is worth about 100% value. I'm talking about value, not price, okay? And poultry, it's down here. So poultry can't use distillers as well as a ruminant animal, okay? Because of the fiber. And now, as I start to take out the crude oil, what does that change on the distillers? Energy is what we're taking out. I listen to some people that will tell me that it's like, well, if you take a fourth of the corn oil out, it's like giving me a car with three tires on it. I have to go buy the fourth one to replace that energy you took out. I've got to put the fourth tire on. And there's a lot of studies going on that say that's not quite how it's going to turn out. So we've yet to see, with 60% of the people pulling corn oil out, we've yet to see the markets react in a negative fashion, discounting the product. On beef, you pull out the corn oil, they really like the energy the most of all the animal types, but it allows them to feed more. They have less tummy troubles if at the higher inclusion rates. And remember, this is 85% the price of corn is what Matt indicated that it was worth, that he could buy it for. So he's still buying it cheaper than corn. That's his next energy source. Dairy, they need the oil out. That gives them milk fat issues. It's the swine and the poultry where the big discussion is going on right now. And we've got a lot of studies underway.